We are learning Masechtas Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rav Elazar, Ma'idach Siv, what's shot in the Pasuk? It says a Pasuk that we're not going to take away any of the schar from a tzaddik. It says, Lo Yigra Mitzadik Einov. You're not going to give a tzaddik exactly what he deserves. Which means like this, we dash like this, B'schar Tzniyos, Shehoyseba B'Rachel, because of the tzniyos that Rachel did, we'll see what she did, we know, famous, Zach Sov Yatzvan Shaul. Because of that, she was Zeicher, that Shaul HaMelech, who was from Shevet B'Yamin, came from Rachel. B'schar Tzniyos, Shehoyseba B'Shaul, and B'schar Tzniyos of Shaul HaMelech, Zachor V'Yatzvan Esther. That Esther came from Shaul, and Rashi says, how do we know that? Because it says that Mordechai was related to Esther, it was Bas Doidai. They were cousins. So if they were cousins, it means that Esther came from Binyamin as well. Because you know, Mordechai came from Binyamin. What was the tznias of Rachel? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayaged Yaakov v'Rachel chi av Yehu. When Yaakov meets Rachel the first time, Yaakov tells Rachel, I am a brother of your father. Break the Gemara, chi av Yehu is Yaakov Lavan's brother, v'loi ben achos av Yehu. Rivka is the sister of Lavan, and he is a son of Rivka. So he's really Lavan's his uncle, not his brother. Ella Amala, Yaakov told Rachel, "Mincivously, can you marry me?" Amrole in yes. Miu Abaramahu, my father is a trickster. But lo yichalas, you're not going to be able to get anything around him. Amala, so Yaakov told her, "Ochav and Amrayis, I am just I'm a brother in Ramayis. I could do the same tricks he can." Amrole, Miu Sharu le Tzadike le Skui Ramusa, is a tzaddik allowed to do tricks? Amrole in yes. Im Navar to Davar, which means with a naki. You do nikias, you know, when it's someone who's straight, you act straight. Vim ike is someone who's crooked to tafel, then you can be crooked. Omallah, Amiram Musa, what's he gonna do? Tell me what he's gonna do. Amrlay, so she said to him, Isla Akhasta Kshishuminoy, I have an older sister, but Mintzli Makama, he's not gonna let me marry in front of Rivka, in front of Leah. Leah's gonna go first. So Yaakov said, you know, I'm the brother in tricks, I'll tell you what to do. Masla Simanim gave her Simanim. And this way, we're going to know that it's you. And they say the simanim is a abbreviation of Chana, Chala, Nida, and Hadlokas Neris. Kimata Leila, when I came, and Leah was going in to get married, she got nervous because Leah isn't getting embarrassed. Omra Hashta, Michsavakasai, my sister gets so embarrassed. Master Sinu Nele, she gave over the simanim to her sister Leah. Behind the Chsiv, here, Baikav, here, Leah. Only in the morning did Yaakov realize Leah. Michal, Ada Hashta, love Leah. It wasn't Leah. He didn't know until the morning at Hashda because she gave the simon. Lefikach. Now that's called tznias. Rashi says the tznias is she didn't tell anyone. She just did this privately. Gave the simon to Leah. That's tznias. Lefikach zochsa v'yatzo memeno shol. Because of that, she was zeicha and Shaul HaMelech came from her. Well, Matz Nias, we said Shaul had tznias. Therefore, Esther came from him. Matz Nias heitz v'Shaul. The Chsiv it says that after Shaul went to look for the donkeys that his father lost. And through that story, he met Shmuel, and Shmuel was Moshechim to be the king. When he came back, and he met someone, he said, we found the donkeys, and he didn't say anything, that he just got crowned as king. He didn't say a word. That's Shmuel. So, therefore Esther came from him. V'omar Rav Elazar, Kadosh Baruch Hu paisek gedulah adam. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a gedula to a person, Poisik lebonav ulbnei bonav asev kalderis. The family has that gedula forever. Shenem says in Pasuk, by yeshivim lenetzach veyigbu. That the hagbah, the roimus, that they have gedula is lenetzach, is forever. But if he gets haughty about it, Kadosh Baruch Hu must be loy. Hashem puts him down, Shenem v'sasurim v'zikim, which means that it gives him anias and yesurim. It says weiter in the Pasuk, that after she got taken to Achshir, she became the new queen. So it says in the Pasuk that Maimar Mordechai Esther Oisa Kashahoya Ba'omna Itai. That's the Lashon Pasuk. What does this mean? Om Rav Yirmiyah, she's a Mara Dam Nida Lacham. She should show her Dam Nidas, she show her Maras to the Chacham to stay, she stay tar. Kashahoisa Ba'omna Itai, Om Rav Barleima, she say Medes Mechekosha Achashverosh. It's been voyed in the Gemara later on that Achashverosh had Bia every night. And because she was very chavav on him, so he says, come from Achshverosh, to Tavelos, go to the mikvah, be yeshevas chegashem Mordechai, and come to Mordechai. Tais has a kash over here, so imkay there's no havchana. The halacha is usually when you have two husbands, you have to have havchana between three chadashim. So Tais's answer is shoyis mishameshes b'moich. And what that means exactly, the shaila is who? Was it Achashverosh or Mordechai? It's a big shaila. There's a big tshuva from Moshe about this, but it's not for now. But Yom Mehem, it says right in the pasuk, Yom Mehem, or Mordechai, Yoshev, Shah HaMelech, Kotzav, Biksum, Eseresh. It says, in those days, Mordechai was sitting with Shah HaMelech, Kotzav, Biksum, Eseresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech, B'Shem Rehasaf, V'Yivakshu, Eshloach, Yav, Melech, Achashverosh. They wanted to kill the Melech. So first the Mordechai gives a drasha. I'm Rabbi Chiyah Ba'ava. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. There was this time in history of Hiksav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Odin Alavadav, where Hashem made the ruler get angry on his servants. Who's that? That's Paroi, who got angry at the Sar HaMashkin and Sar HaOifim. Last is Shoshan Tzadik, in order to save Yosef. Mori Yosef. Shnema Vashom Yitonu Nar Ivri. Lamaisa, a day that Yosef Yeshua came. A day that Paroi got angry on the Shnei, the Sarim, Sar HaOifim, and Sar HaMashkin. And sometimes Hashem has to make the avodim al adonayim lasses neis l'tzadik. And that's here where Biksum Seres got angry at Achashverosh and helped out Mordechai. Dichsiv says in the pasuk, "Vayivod adav al Mordechai." Now, how did he find out? Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Biksum Seres shnei tarsiim hayu. They were from Tarsi. It's a place. From Misap Loshen Tarsi, they talked Tarsi language. Va'omrim, they were saying to each other, "Vayoyim shabazu." Since we got this job, loy reinu shirim einenu. They had the night shift, and they had the supply drinks to Achashverosh, and Rashi says that Matoichesh Chaviva loved him. Rab Marba Batashmish, but some listeners, he's always very thirsty. He's Marba Batashmish, so they said we never get to sleep. So they said, we have an idea. Let's put the poison into the cup and we'll kill him. Bav and Natal Eres Besefa Kadesh Yomis that he should die. Vehilo Yoidim. They didn't chap. Kimardchav Yoish Lishkas Gazhoy. He was from the Sanhedrin who had to know all 70 languages. Vayadei Vashivim Lashon. He knew 70 languages. It's important in one of the Gemaras, I forgot where, that only one person of the Sanhedrin has to know all Shem Lashon, not every single person of the Sanhedrin. But Mordechai knew. Amaloi, made some more of a skull maybe. Amaloi, Amaloi, Ein Mishmarti, Mishmarti Chashav. He says, how can we do this? We need two people to do this. And the Mepharshim explained, the reason is because you can't put the poison in before, because they'll realize. Right when you serve the cup, right away you have to throw the poison in. At the same time, it has to all happen at the same time. So you need two people. And so we don't work together. We don't work in the same place. So I'm alone. Don't worry. I need Eshma Mishmarati Mishmaratacha. I'll come, you know, I'll hold down my job and come to you. And Lamaisa, he couldn't be where he was. Behind him, after Mordechai told him what's going to happen, so they went to check, you know, one of Bigson's regular spot. He saw he wasn't there, and they knew something fishy going on. And it says, Achad Var Ma'ila, after this story where Mordechai saved Achashverosh, and they wrote it down in the books, after that, what happens? It says in the pasuk, Gidal HaMelech Achashverosh is Haman. Then Haman rose to power. Amar Rava, Acha Shabara Akash Baruch Hu Refu L'Maka. After Akash Baruch Hu created the Refu for the Maka, Domar Shlokish. He made the Refu for the Maka. The story with Mordechai. Then Haman came. Domar Shlokish. In Akash Baruch Hu Maka Shalom came. Baruch Lam Refu Tchila. Akash Baruch Hu does not give a Maka Oynish to Klai Yisrael until they have a Refu. Shenema Kerefa Yisrael V'Nigla V'Ayin Afraim. After Refu, then Nigla V'Ayin Afraim. Ava Umas Amene Kane. That by Uzam is not like that. Maka Oisa first he gives them a clap. Achach if they do tshuva bar lem refuah, he creates the refuah. Shenema v'niga v'Hashem es v'tayim negoif v'roifa. After the negoif is the refuah. So it says that everyone had to bow down to Haman, but Mordechai didn't want to get near Haman. Vayivez be'inov l'shloach yad v'Mordechai levadai. No, vayivez be'inov l'shloach yad. What's the lashon haPasuk? Let's read lashon haPasuk. The pasuk says that. So the pasuk starts off from Mordechai Levadai, then it goes to Am Mordechai, then it goes Kol Yehudim. What happened here? First, he wanted to kill Mordechai himself. Then he said, you know what? I want to get the Tamid Ducham also. That's the Rabbanim. He said, you know what? I'll do the Kol Yehudim. Kol Yehudim. So he makes a girl, Hippopur. Who are girl? Tana, kimish nafa pur b'chayish Adar. First, when the girl landed up on Adar, samach simcha g'dayla. He was very excited. He saw that it's landed up, the pur, he made two girls, one for which day, and one which month. And it came out to Yud Gimel Adar. He was very excited. I'm anafali pur b'yerach shemes b'mayisha. This landed up in the month that Moshe died. V'loyo yedei. We didn't know Drosh's Chazal. He didn't know that Shavishiva Adar Meis, he died on 7th Adar, but Shavishiva Adar Noilad, he was born on 7th Adar. Because the Pasuk says, that when may have asked Mishani Anochi Hayoim, and we darshan Hayoim Malu Yomai Vishnoisai, and therefore the Rashi says Kedai Haleda Shetachar Palamisa. The Leda Palamisa is not a bad month. Maisi was born. We had Maisi that month. Akaponim, he goes to Achashverosh and he says Vayoima Homan La Melech Achashverosh Yeshle Am Echad Mefuzar Umefoyrod Bein Amim Mechom Medinas Malchusecha with the same Shonis Bekol Am Vezdase Melech Ein Oisim Vela Melech Ein Shav Vela Nicham Shav Vela Nicham. There's a lot of words here. And the Gemara is in the Darshan from these words. There's a conversation going on here. He tells him Yesh Am Echad Amar Rava Lekod Yad Lush Tavisu Haman. There's no one who knows to talk a good Lush Tahara like Haman. Amalei Tad Nachlinu Haman tells Achashverosh, let's get rid of them. Gets rid of the Eden. I'm scared of their God. The Levi Beikat Dovah Kamay. He shouldn't. Hashem shouldn't do like he did earlier to Bashatz and all this. So Haman answers, Yishnu min haMitzvos. They got shlofedik. They're sleeping from the mitzvahs. They're not doing the mitzvahs. Amalei is for Rabbanim, but this Rabbanim. So he answers, Amalei, Am Echad. That's the word Am Echad. The pasuk. They says the one nation, which the modern slave learns Am Echad means that even if the Rabbanim are doing the mitzvahs, it's Kol Yisrael Reivim Zalazeh. It's Am Echad. They're not doing the mitzvahs. The Mashal learns maybe the Rabbanim are doing the mitzvahs. So then he says, Hashem, Taima Karcha Ani Oisim Machusecha. And Yehovah says, maybe tell me, you know, you don't want to do this. You want a bold spot in your Malchus. You wipe out a whole nation. So he says, no, I'm a Fazar named Ben Amim. They're all over the place. They're not one place. And Shema Taima Issa Nominar, maybe you have enough of them. Meforud Kaprei Dezu. They're like a prey, like a mule. Shein Oisim Paris doesn't give birth. They don't give anything to society. Meshema Taima Ikim Medin Saminayo. Maybe there's a whole Medina of them. Tamla Mechol Medina is Machusecha. They spread out all the Medinas. Their rules are different than everyone. They'll let Ochlim another eat from us. They'll let Nasvin another marry from us. They'll let Nasvilon, we can't marry them. They don't do the work of the Melech. Why? The Mafikul Shasa, all year round they have holidays. Beshabbos Hayoim, Pesach Hayoim, every day something else. A different party. It's not worth it. It's not worth it, which means Rashi is not no. It's not nice, Pasha, for you to save them. Why? The Ochlu v'shas v'azor, they eat and drink and mevazos, mevazos the malchus, mevazos the malchus. But fill nafal zvuv because if a bug falls in, a little fly falls into the kais, shayachem zorka throw it a fly v'shayse. They drink the wine, no problem. The melech touches the cup, shayachem chayp to v'kake, throw it on the ground, ve'ena shayse, don't drink it. So you're not even as good as a fly. It's not nice for you to keep them. So it says, "Ma'amelach toy v'kosev la'abdom." If it's good for the melech, zok taman, write a letter that it should get destroyed. Baseres lof kikah kesef, and I'm giving you 10,000 kikah kesef. Amra shlokish gol v'yiduof nemi shalom v'vay olam. Hashem knew she'asad Haman lishkol shkol ma'israel. Hashem knew that Haman will be shaykol shkol ma'israel in order to kill them in Adar. What Hashem do? Fikach hikdim shkoleim shkolav. Reshchayus or Adar ready. We're machris, we call out that everyone should bring, we announce, everyone should bring the shkom. The first is Adam, Mashmiyam al shkom al kalayim. Umashmiyam al shkom al kalayim. Kalayim is because that's when it starts growing a little bit. Forget about it, you don't have to give me the money. But do whatever you want. And the Gemara is going to explain now because Achashverosh was happy to get rid of Yidin. Amar Rav Abba. Moshla Achashverosh for Haman Lamah, Hador Deim. What's the diamond? This conversation with Achashverosh and Haman. The Shnei Bnei Adam, two people. Echad Hoya Loitel. One guy had a big bump in his property. A big pile of dirt. Echad El Charitz. The other one had a hole, a big ditch in his property. Baal Charitz. I want to buy some sand, some earth to put in to cover this up for. And Baal tell him, Amit Le Charitz. Who has a Charitz? I want to dump some sand to Charitz. Zevadom. He's willing to pay for it. Liyamim. His dog was there. They both meet each other. Amalei. Baal Charitz. Baal Tel. Mechar Le Tilach. It's gaval to take it. And that's the same thing here with Achashverosh. He was so happy that someone's taking care of Eden, taking the problems off his hands, because he was just as big as Russia as Haman.